Hello, this is John Smallwood, Certified Financial Planner, Senior Wealth Advisor at Smallwood Wealth Management. Today we're going to be talking about pensions and some of the crisis that we're starting to see coming up. As you know, we've been talking a lot about retirement income, the retirement income sources, and pensions represent, while they're less and less every year, they still represent a major portion of our current retirees' wealth. And over the last few months, we've been reading a lot about this. We've been trying to figure out what's going on. And what I thought would be interesting is just to highlight a couple of articles that we're seeing out in the marketplace that are kind of really, I think, providing some insight as to the financial pressure. We're seeing stock markets up at all-time highs. We're seeing the market's off the 2009 low, up over close to 300%, depending upon what chart, what company, and who you think about. The goal of all of these things that we're putting out is to help you understand the impact on your financial plan. Financial pressure is beating down on our wealth and its wealth potential. There's more financial negative pressure than there is positive pressure. Positive pressure is savings rate, interest, positive markets, inheritances, bonus, cash flows. But then you start thinking about financial pressures, taxes, transaction costs, market volatility, planned obsolescence, technological change, or kids, or parents, healthcare costs. You know, these are numbers that are at tremendous financial pressure that is on us. When we're building a financial plan, we want to focus on tax reduction strategies that reduce current taxes as well as future taxes. We want to reduce current risk as well as future risk. We want to reduce current fees and costs as well as future costs and fees. We want to increase our savings rate. We want to have increased retirement income. And we want to pass more to our families. That's the essence of what we're trying to accomplish when we're building a financial plan. A couple of podcasts ago, we were talking about retirement income sources and how the three-legged stool has turned into a five-legged stool, and about 50% of current retirees as of 2010, 50% of their income is coming from Social Security and pensions. And what we're starting to see is a couple of articles and information that is questioning what's going on. And I think what's really interesting is that if you look at the recent GE articles that have been posted, one specifically in Money CNN, which we have a link to in the podcast here, is that GE currently has a $31 billion deficit in their pension plan. When you read the article, not so many years ago, it had an $11 billion surplus. So we've gone in a very negative way. What's really interesting and unique about that is that the article points out that there are close to 559,000 retirees living off the GE pension system. And 85,000 people are currently working for GE, relying on it. So you start thinking about that. The article also discussed that Boeing has a $20 billion deficit in their plan, and General Motors still has an $18 billion deficit in their retirement. That's interesting. On truthinaccounting.com reported that 64 of the 75 biggest cities, I'm not talking companies, cities in the United States do not have enough money to pay their bills. This unfunded debt amounts to $335 billion. That is powerful. That is putting pressure on our systems. There's a recent article in Seeking Alpha, where in the Seeking Alpha article, they mentioned in February 18th, New York Times reported that the spending budget passed by Congress included a provision that creates a 16-member bipartisan congressional committee to craft legislation that would provide for the potential bailout of as many as 200 multi-employer pension plans. And the article says, I'm reading this because this makes most sense, like most state public pension plans and most of these multi-employer plans are about to hit the wall of insolvency. A multi-employer plan is a union pension plan that covers employees of union working at different companies. So the article goes on, and it talks about that somebody did a study at one of the largest pension funds and discovered that a 10% or more decline in the stock market for an extended period of time of 3 to 4 months would virtually blow up every single pension plan. This is scary. Most of you know me. You might get to know me. I'm pretty positive. This information, maybe it's me turning 50, I'm not really sure what it is. But when we're looking at creating wealth and we're talking about retirement, one of the most important parts about retirement is income. Guaranteed, not guaranteed income, but having income that is secure and relatively safe. And what we're starting to see is that the foundation of people's retirement plans. We went from that three-legged stool where two-thirds of somebody's retirement income was coming from pensions and Social Security, and now we're starting to see a focus where that's only representing about half of the income, but one of the most important things is that the savings, people's savings used to represent about a third of their retirement income, that's now down to about 20% or less. One of the largest sources of retirement income is working. That's not what we want. We want to have a plan that has multiple layers of income, multiple sources of income. It has backup. It has protection. I like to call it the lifeboat drill. You think about the Titanic, who's the greatest ship ever built, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We all know the story. We watch the movie. The movie's really successful. The reality is, the ship was unsinkable until it was. So everybody went out, and there wasn't enough lifeboats. In your plan, do we have enough protection, backups, redundancies, things to access when markets are not positive, okay? There's a lot of financial pressure. You start thinking about the town that you live in, you look at your real estate taxes, you look at the services, you look at the people that are relying on that retirement system, the people that are working there, how stressed out people are working for the towns because there's so much work and so much information that's going on. You kind of step back and you think about it. There's not a lot of options. If the market doesn't go up, a lot of these things are going to have significant problems. So the message, the mantra, what I'm trying to get people to think about here is this is a time to revisit, relook at, rethink, refocus, make sure that your financial plan, your retirement plan, your college plan, your wealth accumulation plan, whatever you want to call it, is buffered and has the right amount of balance and protection so that when this storm occurs, you're prepared for it. It could be a small storm or it could be, you know, I live in the Northeast, it could be a Hurricane Sandy. Nobody was really expecting that. These are things that we need to make sure that does the plan have enough balance. Thanks for listening. Have a good day.
Welcome to the end of the video. Smallwood Wealth Management is an investment advisor representative. The opinions expressed by Smallwood Wealth Management and guests on this show are their own. All statements and opinions expressed are based upon information considered reliable, although it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Information presented for this educational purposes only. Moreover, no listener should assume that any discussions or information presented serves as a receipt of or substitute for personalized advice from Smallwood Wealth Management or from any other investment professional and is not intended as an offer of solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Smallwood Wealth Management is not a law firm or an accounting firm, and no portion of this presentation should be interpreted as legal, accounting, or tax advice. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as a recommendation appropriate for any individual. Listeners are encouraged to seek advice from a qualified tax, legal, or investment advisor to determine whether any information presented may be suitable for their specific situation. Thank you for listening.